Kia ora, I'm Strawn Coleman, a writer, musician, and spiritual director from Aotearoa, New Zealand, and you're listening to the Beholding Prayer podcast, an experiential prayer accompaniment to my book, Beholding, Deepening Our Experience in God. Today's prayer is called The Window of the Soul, and it's one way to practice beholding or contemplative prayer. In this prayer, we're learning to bring all of ourselves to God and to allow Him to be present to all of us with compassion, kindness, and love. Setting our eyes on the God that is, and not the one we may assume or fear. It can take practice to become comfortable with this kind of prayer, so don't worry if you don't fully connect the first time. The most important part is our being lovingly available to God. As we begin, take a moment to breathe deeply, to calm your mind and body, and to prepare yourself to receive and to hear from God. Taking a deep breath into your belly, holding for a moment, and then breathing out. In and out. Noticing your body relaxing. God is here. Distracting or negative thoughts may come to you. That's okay. Just calmly tell them, "I'll get to you later," and come back to an awareness of your breath, God's arrival and homing within you. You might like to stretch out your toes or legs, your fingers or your arms, and just notice how they feel. Does your body feel heavy or light, tight or relaxed? Feel where your body connects with your chair, the bed, or the ground. Notice how it feels to be right here, in this place that God has you in this moment. Try and focus yourself where your deepest place is. It may be in your heart, your chest, or your belly. Where is it for you? How does it feel to focus there? In that awareness of your deepest self, begin to open yourself up to God. One way to do this is to imagine that there are outward opening French doors within you where your soul feels most present. Behind those French doors is all of your soul, the things you love, the things you hate, your joy and your shame, your past, your present, and your future. Those French doors sit before all that you are. The good, the not good, the celebrated and the vulnerable. Imagine all of yourself there. What in your life today sits behind those doors? What emotions? What images? As you sit there with all that you are, imagine opening those French doors up, right up, to reveal all of those things within you and all of yourself to God, making yourself fully available to Him. What does it feel like to make yourself fully available to God? As you're there, bringing your whole self to Him from that deep place within you, look toward Him. You might imagine Jesus' face, or you might simply look towards God's loving presence. Remember that Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you." Allow God to love you. Allow yourself to see Him gazing upon you with love, openness, empathy, and joy. Give Him consent to reveal that love toward you personally. Imagine His gaze pouring through the doorway to your soul. What does it feel like to allow God to see all of you, to receive His loving gaze into every part of your life and being? What do you want to say to God in this moment? And what does God do in response? If you feel that you see nothing or sense nothing, just sit there with Him, exchanging gazes. Allow Him to be however He longs to be for you. The gift is in the openness, not in what we achieve out of our time together. Finally, thank God for being with you, for sharing His love with you, and for the time you've shared together. Amen.